Told you it was a long reading, didn't I? We're going to have a little think about that. But the first thing we've got to do before we jump in is ask God to help us. So boys and girls, mums and dads, all my other friends, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, please, would you help us today as we think about a really, really, really small passage with really, 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 really big news? Please help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, to kick us off, boys and girls, I have got a question for you. Grown-ups, I've got a question for you. Here it is. Do you have any family traditions? The things that you always do together. Maybe it's a roast dinner that you have every single Sunday. Somewhere you go on holiday all the time, or maybe something every day. A little rule like no phones at the dining room table. I don't know. Do you have any family traditions? Have a chat with the person next to you, and then we're going to shout some out. Let me give you 23 and a half seconds. I'd love to hear some of them. You've got your hand up already. Can you tell me? Oh, let me bring you the microphone. Can you tell me one little family tradition?
iPad.
The iPad. Anyone else got any little family traditions? Yes, Gil. You all meet up for Christmas. Great one. Yes, Jen. It's not a proper family day out unless you've had an ice cream. I think I might adopt that one. Girls, should we adopt that? Deal. Anyone else? Let me tell you about a few that we've got in our family. Number one, you are not allowed to put up Christmas decorations until December. Little tradition. And Claire loves a walk every morning. I need a cup of tea just to get out of bed. Here's another one. Before the girls go to bed, we have to say a prayer and then we have to tell them what to dream of. And it has to involve either a rabbit or a dragon. You see, the little things we make a habit of in our families, they kind of say a lot about what's important, right? Getting up for a run is really important to Claire. Staying in bed for as long as possible is really important to me. I'm sure you'll have things as well. But in our true story from the Bible today, Jesus' special friend Paul helps us to think about some of the things that are really important in our families. Now, we're going to split our time into two, with two little sections. But here's the really big thing I think God wants us to know today. Here it is. The way we do family should show Jesus to others. Can you say that with me? The way we do family should show Jesus to others. Now, kids, we are going to start with you guys, if that's okay. We're going to start by helping, well, the bits of the passage that particularly help you. Here's the headline. Kids, the first four words are vital. Grown-ups, if you've got a Bible, you might like to look down at this point. Let me read it again. Kids, I'll put it on the screen for you. Children, obey your parents. Did you hear that? Let me read it again, just in case. Children, obey your parents. The way that the Lord wants, this is the right thing to do. God's commandment says, honour your mother and your father. What do you think? Maybe, like our picture here, your immediate reaction is to groan. Because the only thing worse than a grown-up saying, because I told you so, is a grown-up saying, because God told you so. But hold on for a minute. Boys and girls, do you see? I think this is pretty brilliant news for you guys. Now, you don't look convinced, but I think it's true. Because Paul starts this section of the Bible by speaking to you. Isn't that amazing? God, through the Holy Spirit, put these lines here for you as well as the grown-ups. God expects families will turn up in church, that children will be taught the Bible, so that you know how he wants you to live. I think that's pretty brilliant news. That the Bible isn't just for grown-ups, it's for you. In fact, that's what the next bit says. Let me read it again. Children, obey your parents, for that is what the Lord wants. Here's the next bit. I'll put it on the screen as well. This is the first commandment that has a promise with it. Then the promise is this. Then everything will be well with you and you'll have long life on the earth. God says it's good and it's wise to listen to him. That if we do, we'll enjoy more of his promised blessings. On the other hand, ignore God and all this. We tell him to shove off and, well, it makes life tricky. Now, can I let you in on a secret, kids? I know some of your grown-ups. And that makes it really hard because, well, grown-ups get it wrong. All the time. But do you see what God says to you? He says he wants you to honour the people he's put in charge of you. He wants you to see how he set up his world, that parents are given authority by God, and we show we trust him by the way we treat them. This is hard. But the Bible says it's the right thing to do, and it pleases God. In fact, here's something interesting for you. Did you know... if you're a kid, you have a 0.00001% chance of being the UK Prime Minister. Still a chance. Maybe you're not interested in that. Maybe you want to be an astronaut. Well, you have a 0.0008% chance of being an astronaut. You have a 0.01% chance of being a celebrity. But you know, you have a 100% certainty that you will stand before Jesus. Do you see how important this is? God says he's given your parents the job of helping you to live well in his world. It's their job to help you when you're sad, to discipline you when you get it wrong, to love you regardless of what you do, and to teach you to know and love Jesus. That is a massive job. And they need you to obey them to do it. In fact, can you remember our big idea? The way we do family should show Jesus to others. Now, we're going to have a think about more of the good news in a minute. But before we do that, we're going to have a song that's been chosen for today to help us think all about it. It's a song that has actions. Well, if you didn't have your blood pumping beforehand, hopefully that has that's got it going. We're going to have a think about our true story from the Bible again. Grown-ups, can you remember our headline? Kids, can you remember our headline? The way we do family should show Jesus to others. And we started by thinking, well, kids, the first four words are vital. Children, obey your parents. But I did receive a complaint during the song. Someone flagged up and said, whoa, hold on. You've only covered three of our four verses. Well, don't worry. Because grown-ups, the spotlight's on us for the fun of it. And here's the second bit. Grown-ups, the whole four verses are vital as well. We'll come to verse 4 in a moment, but don't miss how verse 1 helps us as grown-ups too. You see, when God says, hey, children, obey your parents the way the Lord wants, he's pretty clear that we've got a job, right? Children can't obey us if we never call them to obedience. I put a few quotes online this week. You might have seen them asking what people thought. These are taken from someone who's not yet a Christian, but I think they come pretty close. So let me show you some of these quotes. He says, "Parents who refuse to take responsibility for disciplining their children don't rescue or protect them. Quite the opposite. You can discipline your children, or you can turn responsibility over to a harsh and an uncaring world." I thought that was really interesting. In fact, grown-ups, there's a handout you can grab as you leave if you'd like it. There's a point that one lady makes. She says that we're failing our kids if we don't do the work ourselves, because the world will be far harder on them. Grown-ups, God says that we are primarily responsible for the discipline and disciple of our kids. But they're called to obey. And so for us, the way we do family should show Jesus to others. But if you've got a Bible, track down in our passage again. And let's read verse 4. "Fathers, do not frustrate your children or make them angry, but raise them with the training and teaching of the Lord." You see the connection to the Lord again. It's a reminder that we are to teach and train our kids to know and to love King Jesus. Did you spot the very first words? Now, back in verse 2... Paul had been pretty crystal clear that kids are to honour both mum and dad absolutely equally. Verse 4 certainly applies to mums as well, but he very deliberately kind of name drops the dads. Why? I think God knows that as dads, we need to hear this the most. To put it another way, while kids can and do get frustrated by mums, I think dads are often much more likely to be negative and critical of their kids. I think there's certainly something about the place of responsibility that God gives men in the Bible, but I think there's more to that as well. When it says, "Dads, don't frustrate your children or make them angry," it's calling us to be much better than we often are. It's calling me to be much better than I often am. It's the idea of getting under our kids' skin, of pushing their buttons, being overly critical or heavy-handed, expecting our kids to have an emotional capacity far beyond their years. I guess it saddens me how often I can slip into this. It's another reminder that this is something that God has to command us not to do. If you've got one of our service sheets, you'll see I've put a little quote there as well. There was a great preacher called Martin Lloyd-Jones, and he said, "Self-control is the foundation for all of this. What right do you have to say your child needs discipline when you so obviously need it yourself?" Lads, dads, this is challenging, isn't it? Kids, the Bible says you should expect so much more from us. Because the way we do family should show Jesus to others. Now, hopefully, if you've ever been to church before, hopefully it won't be a surprise to know that I want to leave us thinking about Jesus. I hope that's what you leave doing every time you join us. So, you see, without Jesus, we're pretty stuffed, aren't we? That none of us can say we've ever truly obeyed our grown-ups. That none of us can ever say we've been the best model for kids, whether they're our kids or kids in our church family. But Jesus can. You see, Jesus shows us what it's like to perfectly obey his earthly grown-ups, and to perfectly obey his dad in heaven. King Jesus also helps us to see how he teaches and trains us today by his word and with the help of his spirit. And one of the best ways we can show Jesus to others is when our families show that he is our king. Four really short verses, but I reckon it will take us a lifetime to live them out. So I'm going to throw it over to you. How does this help you to live differently? Where do you need to say yes to Jesus' invitation? Grown-ups, you're going to have 4 or 5 minutes just to think about those. Maybe you want to chat about them. Maybe you just want time by yourself. Kids, while the grown-ups do that, we have got some special activity sheets for you with some word searches, some colouring. You can do whichever bits you want. Grown-ups, let me leave you with this for a few minutes, and then we will draw in together.